From invisible to actionable. Data strategy for Gen AI. By Srijith Vijayamohan. Enterprises today sit on vast troves of data, yet most of it remains invisible on financial statements. Traditional accounting methods designed for physical assets do not capture the future economic value of information. As a result, even though data can account for up to 90% of a firm's market value, it is largely unrecognized and undervalued. This blind spot can trip up even the most sophisticated organizations by way of underinvestment in data governance, security, and strategic utilization. In the era of generative AI, this can translate directly into lost opportunities, operational inefficiencies, and increased risk exposure. The incumbent's data advantage. We've seen new organizations get excited about the latest generative AI models, thinking that access alone levels the playing field. The reality is different. A nimble startup can license the same foundation model as you, but not your rich historical data. So the real advantage isn't the model itself but the depth, specificity, and uniqueness of your historical datasets. Economists refer to this as machine knowledge capital. AI systems generate more accurate predictions and make more informed decisions when they have access to rich, relevant historical data. Your business data is therefore like a strategic moat. You can leverage it to fine-tune generative AI applications in ways startups cannot. But the moat only works if you treat data as a living asset. Context engineering. Structuring data for Gen AI. Data must be organized before being exposed to an LLM. The most advanced Gen AI implementations don't just throw all of their data into AI models. Instead, they use context engineering, which is the planned design and management of the information that AI models use when they make decisions. This method solves two important problems. Even million token context windows have the lost in the middle problem, which means that models have a hard time using information that is hidden in big contexts. It also lowers security risk by only letting LLM see sensitive data. Achieving the right balance between innovation and protection requires deliberate, practical strategies. Intelligent data reduction. Consider a typical enterprise situation. A database table with 10 million rows and 100 columns. Context engineering uses a number of reduction methods instead of giving your AI system this dataset all at once and overwhelming it. You need to visualize the end goal and take a top-down approach, column optimization. Identify the 5 to 10 columns that are most likely to help you with your specific use case. Use feature importance analysis, correlation studies, and domain expertise to eliminate noise while preserving signal. Temporal filtering. Use recency weighting, seasonal patterns, or trend analysis to cut down 10 million historical rows to the 10,000 most important ones. The point is to bring out the most useful insights. Query-aware context assembly. Choose the right data based on the question or job at hand. This makes sure that AI models get exactly what they need to work at their best. Context compression. Advanced organizations use Sentinel-style context compression, which uses lightweight models, as short as 0.5b parameters, as smart filters to get 5x context compression while still being able to answer questions. This method lets you work with large datasets within budget and compute limits. Building incremental intelligence. Context engineering is only one part of the equation. Gen AI systems also need a structured approach to how data is introduced during training. Instead of overwhelming models with entire datasets, leading implementations use incremental data exposure that slowly improves AI's abilities. Phase 1. Core foundation. Start with the best and most representative datasets. Establish a performance baseline and ensure reliability before broadening scope. Phase 2. Domain expansion. Add specialized datasets, gradually keeping an eye on how well the model works and making changes as appropriate. This method prevents overload while strengthening domain understanding. Phase 3. Edge case integration. Finally, add rare scenarios, edge instances, and historical anomalies that make the model more robust and better at making decisions. This tiered approach not only makes the model work better, but it also cuts down on training costs and development time while keeping the system stable. Extending enterprise access policies to Gen AI. Structured learning approaches strengthen model performance, but governance must keep pace. As GenAI projects move from pilot to production, one of the biggest challenges is ensuring role-based access control, RBAC, remains consistent. In traditional enterprise systems, RBAC ensures that employees only access the data they are entitled to. Finance teams see ledgers, marketing sees campaign performance, and so on. However, in GenAI environments, boundaries are blurred. A GenAI assistant may combine information from multiple datasets, some of which the user would not normally be authorized to see. Context aggregation creates leakage. Even if each dataset is secured individually, LLMs can inadvertently reveal sensitive insights when data is aggregated. IAM policies don't always apply. Existing identity and access management, IAM, rules often need to be translated and enforced at the LLM agent layer. To safeguard enterprise GenAI, enforce practices such as integrating GenAI applications with enterprise IAM and zero trust frameworks, using policy as code to translate RBAC rules into machine-readable guardrails, implementing fine-grained access controls at the vector database and API layers, not just at the application UI. Without strong RBAC integration, you risk undermining decades of security governance and eroding organizational credibility. The feedback loop. AI systems can learn from feedback loops what they did well and what they got wrong. This information lets them change their settings so they can do better next time. Over time, this creates self-improving systems that provide greater business value. Effective feedback systems capture user preferences and interactions. Prediction accuracy against real outcomes. System performance and efficiency metrics. ROI and business impact. Enterprises that implement comprehensive feedback mechanisms have reported model accuracy improvements of 15-30% within 6 months. These gains translate into tangible competitive advantages. Orchestrating data and AI at scale. Maximizing the value of enterprise data in the GenAI era also demands expertise in data engineering, AI deployment, and security. A poorly executed system is a liability, not an asset. To avoid that, enterprises need to take a structured approach that brings strategy, governance, and technical execution together. A pragmatic approach combines secure data strategies that align with business goals and regulations, GDPR, CCPA, context engineering that minimizes exposure while improving model performance, feedback-driven applications that learn continuously and scale responsibly, governance frameworks that extend enterprise trust into GenAI environments. Enterprises that master this integration will create defensible advantages that compound over time. From hidden asset to strategic worth, the key takeaway is that data must be actively managed, curated, and protected. Enterprises that combine disciplined data strategies with GenAI adoption will not only improve model performance but also secure enduring advantages that are difficult for competitors to replicate. Even though data rarely appears on balance sheets today, its economic weight will soon become impossible to ignore. As regulators, investors, and auditors start asking how digital assets contribute to value, enterprises that have treated data as a strategic asset will be the ones best positioned to demonstrate worth. The hidden kingdom of business data could soon define the next generation of corporate valuations. What is in this article? Why enterprise data isn't on the balance sheet and why that matters for AI? How enterprise data creates a competitive advantage in the generative AI era? What context engineering and incremental AI training are, and why they matter? Best practices for protecting data while getting the most out of AI? How disciplined execution, and not just technology, turns data into lasting business value.